Welcome to Simple Life Radio via 540 AM KRXA or live streaming via TuneIn or on our website at RadioMonterey.com. Simple Life Radio Stories for the Adventurous at Heart is dedicated to the local people of the Central Coast of California, their life experiences and perspectives. I'm your host, Cynthia Fernandez. And if you'd like to contact me, send me an email message. My email, simplelife@pilgrimsway.com. Just to let you know, prior episodes of this program are available a couple of different ways. You can either find those through our website at pilgrimsway.com and click on Simple Life Radio tab, and a listing will drop down. Choose from any number of prior episodes, different subject matters, and you can either download those or listen to them online. So, we've all been looking up in the sky more lately due to the recent lunar eclipse called a blood moon. It's been all over the news. It's been on Facebook. Everyone's talking about this occurrence. Just recently, on the evening, like between April 14th and 15th, it marked a beginning of an eclipse tetrad. So, four back-to-back total lunar eclipses. And we actually have a book in the bookstore on the front table down at Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Secret Garden that really has been popular lately. It's titled Four Blood Moons, and the author is John Haig. And it takes a perspective from the biblical text. But NASA has also been tracking this, as it doesn't happen that often throughout history. I think between the years of 1600 and 1990, it didn't happen at all. And over the next 18 months, it's going to happen four times and then won't happen again until 2032 to 2033, and that's according to NASA. Our guest today is going to take us on a tour of the sky, as she is an astrologer, among other things. And I met Jan through the bookstore, first as a customer. Now Jan is one of our on-site consultants where she uses astrology to help people understand what might be going on and help them benefit from that perspective. So let's find out more from her. Welcome, Jan.
Thank you, Cynthia. Great to be here.
It's so nice to have you in the studio with me. And first, I wanted to help our listeners kind of get a sense of your background. Can you tell us, I mean, just briefly, because I'm sure you're very well accomplished, but just briefly, what kind of work you've done in the past?
Well, my early interests and work life was in nursing. I worked in acute hospitals for about 5 or 6 years, just, you know, definitely wanting to be of service to people and really enjoyed that. And then after that period of time, I went into the field of real estate and actually still have my real estate license and have really enjoyed selling homes. You know, finding that perfect home for the family or for the individual, I was really satisfying, and I mainly was focusing in the mountains,
The
Santa Cruz Mountains.
Yeah.
I love the redwoods, and I just love being out in nature and showing the property and making it happen for people.
Yeah.
And then I really got interested into astrology in 1989. And began self-study, and then I began taking formal classes for several years, and have just gotten more deeply involved in my astrology work.
And I'm curious, having a background in nursing and in real estate, something must have triggered your interest in astrology. Do you remember what it was?
I would say early on, you know, probably finishing with my early college, I really thought that I was going to become a psychologist because psychology really fascinated me, still does. I really wanted the answers as to why.
Yeah.
And on a number of levels, why. But I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to go to years of schooling to accomplish, you know, the degree and that sort of thing. And so I pretty much naturally, I guess, found my way. And it turns out that astrology is a lot about psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do, when they want a reading, they do want to come in and have certain questions about their life. and want to know more in depth, you know, what their nature is about and where they might be having some challenges,
right,
and how we can go into that. So it
gives
turns
some
out,
insight, doesn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been very rewarding for me and, I believe, my clients.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm guessing, Jan, that you use this personally for yourself.
Absolutely. I would say generally I'm studying and keeping abreast of it mainly for my work, for my clients. But I would say my personal interest is the collective and how astrology affects the big picture. Including everything, politics, the weather,
economics,
absolutely, especially now.
Yeah.
You can look into, for example, I was really fascinated in studying presidential candidates' charts,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we have this vision or understanding of who we think they are.
Right.
And then when you see the birth chart, you really see who they are. And, you know, you see the gifts and the talents as well as the challenges. And that's been very fascinating. So I do really enjoy, like I said, looking at the bigger picture of astrology and how it impacts all aspects of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it certainly gives you sort of an under-the-surface peek at what's going on. And I know a lot of people want to know transit. So that would be something along the lines of, what is it going to be astrologically for me to travel, buy a house, look for a job, get married? Those are some questions that I'm familiar with around astrological transits and how they affect what we do every day. And I'm wondering, I know you from the store, but I also know that my Simple Life Radio audience doesn't perhaps know you directly. So I'd like for you to give us a little peek into what are some of the common questions that you get as an astrologer on site at Pilgrim's Way.
I would say the number one question, and this may not be a surprise, is relationship. But, you know, also I would say it's probably work. You
uh-huh.
know, what is my work? Really, where is my passion? Where is my wholeness, really? But the question they ask it through is, how can I find more joy?
Yeah.
Whether it be relationship or work or home. And, of course, everything is in the birth chart. The birth chart is broken into 12 areas of life, and each area of life represents a different area of our life, who we are out in the world, our home, our work, the love sector, money, spirituality, and probably the most important part of our personal chart that I want to make sure and let people know about when they come in for a reading is the soul's destiny path.
You like that one?
That, to me, is the most important aspect of our chart because it's where we actually find fulfillment at a soul level. Because we can find joy in so many areas, relationship and home and work, but sometimes there's something missing in it. It feels like it's a deep, deep missing. And that, in my view, is the soul's destiny path. And that is in everyone's chart. And I definitely feel it's very important to go over that with people. Many people, I would say, depending on their maturity and their life experience, are working that path. They're walking that path already. But many people are really interested in it, and they're thinking,
yeah,
oh my God, that really resonates for me.
Yeah. Now, would another way of describing the soul's destiny, would that be kind of your purpose or what you came here to do?
On a soul level.
On a soul level.
Right.
Yeah.
We have our physical purpose, whether, you know, our work generally, our relationships, our home, all of those factors into our physical life. But the soul's path is that finding joy at a soul level, at
mm-hmm.
that deeper place. And the soul's destiny path is actually found in the chart, and it lies in two different areas of life in the chart. So it can be pretty definitive on what that is for the person.
Mm-hmm. So if you're just joining us, our guest in studio today, Jan Rakutis, is an astrologer at the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Secret Garden. She is on site there. Help me with your schedule, Jan. It's diverse. Thursday,
I'm there 2 to 5.
Okay.
And Saturday, 12 to 3. Sunday 12 to 4 and Monday 12 to 4.
Thank you. And in addition to working with Western astrology, I want to just make that declaration there. This is Western astrology, not to be confused with Vedic astrology. She is also an angel photographer. And so you've probably, if you've been in the store perusing our card racks, our greeting cards, many of them, I would even say most of our greeting cards are from local photographers and artists. And Jan is one of those local photographers, and she has this really incredible ability to take pictures outdoors that include orbs, and many times has had, I believe, Diane Cooper take a look at those who will give an interpretation of what angelic beings or elemental beings are present in that photo. And the pictures are beautiful, Jan. I don't know how you do it, but it is so unique and just exquisitely beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, the colors, I mean, that's probably a whole other show, the angel photography. But Cynthia referenced Diana Cooper. And for any of you who are interested in learning more about the angelic realms, I highly recommend you go on to dianacooper.com. She's located in London, and as far as I'm concerned, she's a top expert in this work. And the photographs, the colors that come through these orbs, and what they actually are, is every archangel gives off a different color ray. And depending on what the angels are doing at the time, whether I'm photographing in the redwoods, at the beach, I was at Pilgrim's Way out in the garden last
week. I love that one.
And I got a beautiful photo of three gorgeous angel orbs. They're big orbs of light. And generally they're white, but in this particular photograph we had some strong colors. And as I just said, the colors represent archangel energies were present, and they were bringing protection to the garden, to this area, and also the archangel of love and healing, Raphael, were also present. So it's pretty fascinating. They work within each of our own personal lives, as well as they work with nature, helping nature and helping the planet, really, in so many aspects. We have no idea, but they're there.
Yes, and I sometimes, right now, I think Paul is working on getting more books in the store titled Orbs, which is a great little reference book to understand these orbs. I mean, sometimes, Jan, I have people come in who are visiting the area, and they will show me photographs of the area where they've taken pictures of friends and family, and then they look at the picture and it's got orbs in it, and they, you know, they're like, do you know what this is? So normally I make sure that that book is right next to a collection of Jan's pictures, so you can mm-hmm. actually see an example of what the book is talking about. I think, Paul, those books are going to be back in stock on Tuesday. Am I right? I hope I'm right. And we'll have that for you to look at there. But we're going to have to take a short break here in just a minute. So I want to just let you know once again that you are listening to AM 540 KRXA Radio Monterey. And archives from today's show will be available as a podcast either by going to pilgrimsway.com and clicking on Simple Life Radio tab, or you can go to simpleliferadio.podbean.com. There you'll find a whole list of previous programs, now podcasts available to listen to online or download. Our guest, local astrologer Jan Rakutis, is an on-site consultant at Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Secret Garden. And if you'd like to know more about Jan, go to that Pilgrim's Way website, pilgrimsway.com, and click on Consultants. and you'll find a photo and a bio there for Jan. We're going to be taking that break now for a few minutes, but please stay with us. When we get back, we're going to find out from Jan a little bit as to what's in store for us. I want to find out more in terms of what is going on in the world. People have been stressed. They've been tired. Things feel out of balance. And I want to see what she has to say about the reasons why. So stay with us. I'm Cynthia Fernandez, your host. This is Simple Life. I want to thank Casey Abrams for that theme song, Simple Life. I think he was so inspirational to write that for many reasons. If you haven't heard all of the lyrics, I highly recommend listening to it on YouTube. That's Casey Abrams. He was on, what's the name of that show where all the amateurs would come on and compete? Oh, I can't remember it now. Anyway. I think you know what I mean. So we're back in the studio with our local astrologer, Jan Rakutis, and angel photographer. And we are in the juiciest part of this interview, possibly. And that is, you know, getting an astrological perspective for what is going on in the world. Now, we've just had a lunar eclipse. We have a solar eclipse happening on the 29th of April, just in another few days, a week, a little over a week. And both of those individually can be very impactful on people. They can affect sleep. They can affect electronics. There's many things that the stars and what's happening out there really have to do with what's happening here on Earth to all of us. So, Jan, can you give us a heads up as to what you see going on in the stars?
Yeah, that's a very loaded question, and it's loaded time, so very appropriate. The eclipses are actually common. We have a set of lunar eclipses every 6 months. They're 2 weeks apart. And just briefly, eclipses are trying to illuminate what has been in the subconscious. Whatever needs to be revealed and brought to the light, literally, we're getting assistance at bringing that up for ourselves during these eclipse periods. They're definitely it intensifies the electromagnetic field, which we are a part of. That's why astrology works. In my view, we came from the planets. They're clearly electromagnetic, and so are we. So is our planet. And so we're guided by the planets. And again, that's why astrology works, just to kind of put it in a nutshell. But currently what's happening, and I would say it's a once-in-a-lifetime for us experience, it's called the Grand Cardinal Cross. And four planets are involved. I would say the first planet is about transformation. It's breaking up the old, no longer functioning, and then that's Pluto, planet of transformation. Uranus is the second planet involved. Uranus brings the revolution. It brings the new in to replace that old, and they're in a square, which is a highly tensional aspect astrologically. Again, the breakdown for the breakthrough is how I can describe what's trying to happen. And because of the tension in the square, it can cause abrupt, I use the word explosion, upheaval, uprooting. And this is affecting the planet. In other words, earthquake activity, volcanic activity, all of these things, and extreme weather changes, they're all very highlighted at this time. This is actually an ongoing aspect for the entire year into 2015, but this particular week we're at a very peak point of this, and so it is, like I say, it's literally Mother Nature trying to help break things up that are no longer working, And because of the square, you know, some chaos is literally necessary. You know, we're actually, in my view, as a humanity, we can get so complacent, you know, with our lives and how things are going. But these times are not about complacency. They're actually trying to break us out of any complacency, any compromising of our life. It's time to give our gifts out, whatever, wherever we've been compromising, perhaps our wholeness, our fullness, our self-expression. We're needing to leave these things behind. Again, we're getting assisted at coming into our wholeness, bringing forward our gifts. I would also say that community is highly, highly a focus in the times we're in now and going forward. We're to release our dependency upon government. We're supposed to literally create our own little individual worlds in our communities. It's actually pretty exciting. But in order to do that in a successful way, we need to give our gifts. And that's the power and the purpose of these times. As challenging as they are, they're actually trying to help us break free.
So you're speaking about this reminds me of a few different little sayings. One is, you know, sometimes problems are gifts in odd packaging, or
absolutely,
things have to change in order to be redesigned.
Absolutely.
And it's true, especially I think in an American culture, we tend to be very busy. We tend to want to find a little bit of a routine for ourselves so we can get more efficient and work faster and move faster. And so in that kind of a mode, there really isn't much opportunity for review and assessment and really consciously choosing something that is the best suited for yourself or your neighbor. And it sounds like from what you just went through, Jan, the other component of this particular astrological time has to do with transparency. Did I read that right?
Oh, definitely. I would, again, coming out from behind any mask or any facade that we feel we need to put on for other people, all of that is going away. We're actually being assisted at dropping those masks, etc.
Being assisted
by the planets.
Is that like it's not going to work anymore?
It's not going to work anymore. And good luck if you're going to continue to try. It's going to get harder and harder, which is so great. It's actually such great news, but we get so, you know, we're in this habit pattern.
Yeah, but in the moment when it's not working, it probably isn't going to feel like, oh, this is really wonderful.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah. So how do you work with folks on that? What do you recommend people do when their life isn't working, quote unquote, anymore? And they're being called on to like change it up.
It's about surrender. Pluto, you know, Pluto and Uranus right now in their tensional square. Pluto represents transformation. It equally represents surrender. And that's exactly what Cynthia is asking about. We really do now, and you know, it's happening now, and it's going to be moving forward to, you know, bring up the courage and surrender these outworn, you know, patterns, habits, relationships, work that's no longer satisfying you. And I know because we're all human, it's hard to make some changes sometimes, but these cycles we're in right now are actually going to help us to do that. And so the guidance really is to surrender and try to go with as best you can what your inner life, your inner guidance is telling you, because it's right on.
So to me, when I hear someone say surrender, if I really allow myself to take that in and sort of translate it to my own language, one of the things that comes up for me is to stop trying to fix it.
Oh, yeah.
And to just let it be. And to kind of be quiet, be still, and be patient for just a moment or two to get a different perspective on it.
The word trust comes in for me. As we surrender, to me, that means trust. Trust what the cosmos is trying to bring into your life. into all of our lives. Surrender and trust the guidance you're getting. And honestly, getting back to the angels a little bit here, you know, we all have a guardian angel. They're here from the day we're born until we transition. And all we need to do is ask our guardian angel, as well as other archangels who have, you know, specific purposes. We need to ask, in my view, I think we can ask for their help. And in my experience, you will feel this. You will feel this help if you begin to open and ask for this assistance. It can be really helpful in these times, again, of surrender and trust.
Mm-hmm. And so this might not be the best time to load up your schedule.
Oh, no.
Or to offer to fill in for somebody else, even though you've got a full plate.
It's all about simplifying. And it's just so funny, you know, when Cynthia told me the name of her radio show, I just laughed because I went, boy, are you right on the money. Because seriously, the overview, another overview of the astrological cycles now and moving forward, we're all being asked to simplify. You know, these energies are intense. And literally, you know, our DNA has a hard time, you know, grokking this, you know, and assimilating it. And so the simpler you can run your life, the easier the shifts are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that strongly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm a real advocate for being open to recognizing the simple ways of life, being open to recognizing what kinds of methods and strategies are going to reduce your stress rather than add to it and give you more challenge. Because for one thing, right now in our time, more than any other time in history, we have so much to choose from. We have so much stimulus. We have smartphones now. You know, never mind Star Trek. We've got the whole darn computer on the phone. And we've got the internet and podcasts and internet radio in our car. I mean, there's so much to choose from. But by the same token, it charges us with the necessity to really discern and make choices that are supportive to us rather than to take it sort of like a glutton to just take all there is. Just take it all. Just open up all those email messages.
What comes to me is choose nature.
Choose nature.
Nature's way. And that's another, I would say, focus of the energies at work. Mm-hmm. We're definitely being called back to nature and taking care of our Mother Earth.
Well, that's true. And just another perspective on nature, really great author. We have books in the store by Richard Louv, who has done groundbreaking work around the effects of nature and the effects of disconnecting from nature. And although Richard Louv, if you know anything about him, the first book he wrote, Last Child in the Woods, and then after that, Nature Principle, he talks about how great it is to have a high-tech option in our life, but at the same time, if we don't maintain some kind of balance, we disconnect from nature, which of course we're part of, and we lose our own connection to that simpler, less stressful, more grounded part of our existence. So if you haven't looked at Richard Louv's work, please do. He's also online, natureconnection.com. So you've given us some really good ideas in terms of what's ahead of us. I know just in the last few days we've lost a number of people in South Korea with that ferry that overturned. Certainly the Malaysian flight, we're still wondering where all those folks are. And then we've had severe weather patterns. I mean, not that that's different, but if you think about it, I mean, when's the last time all these sorts of things happened within a very short period of time? And the suggestions about how to sort of surrender and go with what you're being called to do is really helpful.
I have, if there's a minute or two.
Yes.
There's another extremely significant and helpful astrological cycle that's accompanying the breakdown for the breakthrough that we're processing. And it is Pisces. It is the sign of Pisces. Neptune is in the sign of Pisces right now, transiting in the heavens, alongside Chiron, the wounded healer, also in Pisces. And what's trying to happen collectively, Pisces rules water. It rules the oceans. And the combination of Chiron with Neptune, Neptune rules God. There wants to be a healing, a major healing, okay? And it you could be described as a spiritual healing, certainly. However, because Chiron's involved, again, it's the wounded healer, it brings a wounding. It brings a great vulnerability or sensitivity, and that's why there's been so much flooding, water tragedies, and the actual bigger purpose of all these very difficult events, including the plane going down, I would say, is to literally wound us to a level of sensitivity that we need to get to heal our planet. And so again, the bigger purpose of these earth changes, if you will, severe weather patterns, they're trying to get us to wake up to our own humanity and the need for us to all come together to help one another, and again at a community level. So it's a very powerful additional cycle that we're undergoing along with the prior one we talked about.
Well, that's really interesting. Our guest today, Jan Rakutis, a Western astrological practitioner here at Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Secret Garden. We are talking about all things astrological, specifically kind of what's going on in the stars right now. And we're really glad to have Jan in the studio today. So looks like we're going to need to take another break. I just want to remind everyone, you are listening to 540 AM KRXA Radio Monterey. Archives from today's shows will be available as a podcast either on the Pilgrim's Way website at pilgrimsway.com, or you can find them at simpleliferadio.podbean.com. If anybody has trouble with that, just see me in the store or give me an email or a call. I'm happy to get some folks who are less familiar with technology up to speed, especially when the station here is going to be going through an ownership change at some point. I don't want to lose track of everyone or have you miss out on staying in touch with this community. So, if you want more information about Jan, either as an angel photographer or a Western astrologer, she has a photo and a bio on our website at pilgrimsway.com. Just click on consultants and you will find her there. Her schedule Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You can always give us a call at the store. Tim and Paul are there now. The number is 831-624-4955. And we can help you out with whatever you need help with through the store. Stay with us. We're going to come back and talk more with Jan Rakutis, astrologer, here on Simple Life Radio. And you're back with us here at Simple Life Radio. I'm your host, Cynthia Fernandez, and our guest today, Jan Rakutis, Western astrologer, angel photographer extraordinaire. Jan, you were just before we came back on the air, you were telling me something you wanted to share with our listening audience. Now's your chance.
About the plane.
Okay, let's go there. I think you're referring to the Malaysian Flight 370 that disappeared. There have been, just incidentally, there have been reports from the Malaysian government, actually several different reports explaining what happened, none of which has really panned out. So that's one thing that's kind of been interesting about that situation. I think right now they have identified something in the Indian Ocean, and they are working with crews to recover the black box. Once that happens, I suppose we'll know more. But tell us what you were going to share about that.
Well, it's I guess it's just specifying a certain event, bringing back to what I said a little bit ago about the cosmic cycles and how, especially around the healing the Piscean cycle that we're having that's trying to bring in massive healing to our planet in general by actually causing certain events. It's hard to kind of imagine that, but these cycles can be so intense that they literally cause some of these events. And I think a lot of the major ones, and especially now, again, because of this window of time we're in, cosmic time, but my guidance and information regarding the Malaysian flight was that this plane was taken in order to prevent a greater tragedy from occurring.
Hmm.
And regardless of, you know, whether that's accurate or not, that's been my guidance and also insight into why it happened. We may never know, you know, whether it could have been a terrorist plot, again, that could have prevented a much greater tragedy from occurring, that these souls, you know, it costs them their lives to prevent, in fact, possibly thousands of lives. We don't know that for sure. But this, in my view, is a likely scenario of, again, part of these times we're in to bring us to a greater sensitivity of our life and how fragile and how quickly it can change.
Well, it certainly made me think twice about getting on an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you that. You know, the other thing, Gian, that was really, really different about this situation, I mean, other than the obvious, the plane disappeared, is that, you know, we have Homeland Security listening in on every cell phone, on every phone. You hear that on this radio station a lot between Hal and Michelle. They do a great job talking about what's up in the world. GPS, okay, is a common thing. Not only in your phone, but in your car, etc. How could you not know where 239 people are and a big jumbo jet? That to me kind of suggests what you're saying, which is what happened here, folks, is not routine.
Not everything is knowable, isn't it? And it reminds me of the Bermuda Triangle.
It does a little. I have to admit.
My angel studies also describe the Bermuda Triangle and places like that as cosmic portals where, again, certain people are taken, certain events occur, never to be understood because it's much bigger than we even can comprehend what's going on here.
Well, and beyond that, I kind of wonder if our government is challenged to have to come up with some story, even though maybe they don't know, but they don't want to lose face and they don't want to lose the public's faith in them. And then they're being sort of put on the hot seat to have the answers when in fact they don't. I wonder if they're going to find the need to create an answer. That's my curiosity question.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But again, it does kind of assist us all at maybe not having to have an exact answer for every single thing. I mean, we do have to trust that certain things are happening for a much bigger reason than we know. And again, it's that surrender and trust. But again, these tragedies, they're trying to bring us together and bring us to more awareness and sensitivity to the value of our lives.
Well, and oftentimes trauma and loss does that, mm-hmm. whether it's in the world or maybe even more so when it's someone that we know personally, that we love, and we have so little to no control over the situation. It just reminds us how precious life is, and every moment that we have together is a moment that's a gift. It's certainly not something that we can assume will be there in the next moment.
Yeah, we're trying to be shown that right now.
Yeah.
Well said.
So the next thing I wanted to ask you, Jan, is that, and having to do with angel photography, and it sounds like you're well versed with kind of the agenda of the angels. I have been hearing a lot more lately about how important it is to follow the sense of possibility. For example, in quantum physics, there is this whole range within the creative realm of possibility. Dr. Amit Goswami was just at the store recently, and he did this fabulous lecture over at the Carmel Art Association about how on the level of quantum physics, you have waves of possibility. And things are just constantly vibrating around you, filled with any number of possibilities. And when you expect something to be a certain way, or better yet, hold an intention or a visual of something being a certain way, then it's like putting up a, you know, an antenna that pulls those waves of possibilities to it, and then they can manifest on a physical level. So I've made a practice in this year, 2014, of asking my guests what they envision for the future. And I put that question to you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just processing what you were just explaining. And I was just thinking of how it's so important that we try to be in the moment as much as possible, because that's actually when the magic comes in. The synchronicity, serendipity, events come into our lives. Many of you probably have experienced this. I know I've experienced it mostly traveling, because I'm away from my routine and I'm just going with the flow, and all of these magical things start happening. And so again, to be, you know, to try to breathe, be in the moment as much as possible. And then again, the affirmations. But what's, yeah, what I see coming, I see that it's critical right now that we do come into our wholeness. And needless to say, getting a great astrological reading is a very good way to begin to do this for yourself. If you're needing guidance to find what those talents are, those gifts and talents, and maximize those, release anything that is compromising that for you, even if it's your work, because the bigger picture is telling us that if we try to hold on to what's no longer working for us, it will be taken, or it will go away at some point here. So again, go with the flow, trust, go with your inner guidance on what fulfills you. That's where we're at right now. And I do see this breaking away from the dependency on government at every level, not just big government, and the community base, to begin literally building our own little worlds individually, community by community, all contributing our gifts and our talents. And that's what I see happening more and more. And of course, the spiritual piece. I definitely see a huge spiritual wave coming in, bringing more kindness and compassion. Again, helping one another, helping Mother Earth. And it's not just a fantasy that I have, it's an actual astrological based future that we're being assisted at coming into right here as we're speaking.
Fantasy's good too.
It's very exciting. Very exciting time.
I like fantasy as well.
Yes.
And so, Jan, the other two questions that I routinely ask are, what is your all-time favorite book? Like the first thing that flashes in your mind?
All of a sudden, just The Power of Now comes in.
Well, listen to that. Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. Do you know, when that book was first released, it was, of course, in hardcover, as most books are. It was our top seller in the store for 7 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
People kept saying, is it in paper yet? No.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'll take it anyway.
7 years.
Yeah.
That's a record, isn't it?
It's our record.
That's wonderful. But you know
record.
What? The power of now, right? Getting back to being in the moment.
Yeah, keeping it simple.
Trusting your knowing, yes.
And so when you do read books, because I asked you earlier if you're reading anything right now, and you said no. But when you do read books, what kinds of subjects do you like to read?
I enjoy Marianne Williamson. Definitely angel books, books on astrology, because I just believe that we're so connected again to the heavenly realms in so many more ways than we know. And that's just my major fascination. That's where I'm growing my life, and that's my work for the rest of my life.
Well, it's been a distinct pleasure to have time with you, with our listeners today. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And if you want to know more about Jan, just come on by and talk with her. She's very approachable in the store. I don't know if that comes across, but she's a sweetheart, and she will always take time to, spend with you and answer questions informally if that's what you'd like to do. I also want to let people know, speaking about astrology and things like that, just around the corner, actually, May 3rd and 4th, we have our Monterey County... what do I call this? Monterey County Fairgrounds, but it's like a Monterey County tradition. That's the word, tradition. May 3rd and 4th, the Rota Psychic Fair happens at the Monterey County Fairgrounds. There will be 60 different readers there and different vendors and healing practitioners. They have free lectures, etc. So if you want to know more about that, we do have a handout in the store with a discount coupon attached to it. It's right at the front counter. Just come on in and grab one for yourself and a couple for friends. We are on Dolores between 5th and 6th in downtown Carmel by the Sea. I believe we will be sending it out also on email, so you could just print that coupon out and take it with you. Don't want to miss out. It's getting better every year now. So that is on May 3rd and 4th. But in terms of community, Jan was talking about this is the time to build community, and I really feel that myself. We're going to be involved in a community event on Tuesday. That is Earth Day, April 22nd, just around the corner, a couple of days from now. At MPC, they're having an Earth Day event, and they've invited several of the local organizations and businesses who are somehow green to take part of that and just let people know how many of us really feel strongly about healing the earth, keeping things green, and really investing in a regenerative and sustainable future. So we're going to be there. It'll be right in front of the flagpole on the MPC campus from 10 until 2 on Tuesday, April 22nd. Paul and I are getting ready to celebrate our wedding anniversary. We got married on Earth Day back in 06, right there in the Secret Garden. We couldn't figure out any better place to have it. It was our own little garden, and we had friends and family, and it was just a wonderful day, wonderful, beautiful day. Bella was there. She was 3 years old. She was our flower girl. And so we get to relive that and share that with all of you. And we look forward to it. I don't want to run out of time. I know I'm going to. But I do want to mention that we have a couple of book signings coming up in the store. And that is available on email to notify you about them, as well as posted on the community board inside the store. I will be back with you again next week on Simple Life Radio. So until then, just keep it simple.